In this bulletin, Australian dollar rises as US-China trade tensions relax. Space transportation company SpaceX signs the first private moon traveller. And Greater Western Sydney prepare to take on Collingwood in tonight's AFL semi-final. With the latest news, I'm Joy Joshi. Australian shares finished higher on Friday thanks to easing in US-China trade tension, which led to positive investor confidence in Asia. The Australian dollar remains around 72 US cents but had its best week since January. It got a lift overnight when Turkey's central bank hiked interest rates, boosting Italy's lira and concerns about emerging markets. In the United States, at least five people have died after Hurricane Florence barreled through North and South Carolina. In one particular incident, a mother and her baby died when a tree fell on their home in Wilmington, North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center has downgraded Florence to a tropical storm, but it's warning that life-threatening storm surges and flooding is still expected. This local helper says there is heavy destruction everywhere.
Unfortunately, there's some power lines, which is very dangerous. There's been a couple vehicles also that are, you know, underneath the debris. It's a mess, you know. It's catastrophic, and my heart goes out to all the families.
Moving on, the world's strongest storm this year, Super Typhoon Mangkhut, is ripping through the northern coast of the Philippines with strong winds and heavy rain. More than 4 million people fall in the path of the storm, with thousands being evacuated amid warnings of 6-meter storm surges. Other than Philippines, southern China also falls in the storm's projected path. Southern China is bracing for the arrival of Super Typhoon Mangkhut, which is expected to make landfall on Sunday. Authorities have mobilized about 20,000 firefighters, 600 rescue boats, and hundreds of drones in Guangdong and Hainan provinces alone. And back home, marine conservation group Sea Shepherd Australia has welcomed the decision of the International Whaling Commission to defeat a plan by Japan to reinstate commercial whaling. In a plan dubbed The Way Forward, Japan argued there is no longer a scientific reason for what was supposed to be a temporary measure. But the proposal faced stiff opposition from countries that argued the killing of whales is increasingly seen as unacceptable. Sea Shepherd spokesman Adam Burling has told SBS News it's a win for the whales and the oceans.
If this proposal to return to commercial whaling had have succeeded, we would have been pushed back decades to the barbaric practices of industrial whaling. I mean, between the 1900 to 1999, there was around 2 million whales slaughtered, and a lot of those whales still haven't recovered those whale species.
In out-of-the-world news, American aerospace company SpaceX says it has signed the first private moon traveller. The identity of the passenger and more details of the flight to the moon will be revealed on Monday. The original plan outlined by SpaceX founder Elon Musk last year called for two paying passengers to fly around the moon. The new strategy, however, is still to fly around the moon but with one passenger and using a bigger SpaceX rocket than outlined last year. The flight is presumably at least a few years off given the new rocket is yet to be built. It would be humanity's first lunar visit since 1972. In tennis, Australia face a challenging task in Davis Cup as two key players lose their opening singles. Both Australians Alex de Minaur and Jordan Thompson were unsuccessful in registering a win against their Austrian counterparts on the opening day. Young gun Alex de Minaur went down in four sets against Denis Nowak, handing Austria a 2-0 lead on Friday. Sydney-sided Jordan Thompson filled in for US Open quarterfinalist John Millman, who missed day one due to a reported illness. After being blown off the court by Dominic Thiem, Thompson will partner with doubles specialist John Pearce for a must-win clash tonight. In the AFL, Greater Western Sydney and Collingwood will face each other later tonight in a do-or-die semi-final at the MCG. The Giants will go in down two players, Josh Kelly to an injury and Harry Perryman out of the team. Meanwhile, the Magpies will take an unchanged lineup into the game with Tyson Goldsack, Jeremy Ho and Adam Trillo recovering fully after injuries for the qualifying final against West Coast last weekend. And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, sunny at 20 degrees. In Adelaide, showers easing in and windy at 14. Melbourne, showers also windy at 16. Hobart, rain becoming windy at 16. Canberra, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Wollongong, windy, mostly sunny at 31. Sydney, much the same, about 31 degrees. Newcastle becoming windy, mostly sunny at 32 degrees. Brisbane, sunny at 29. Cairns, partly cloudy at 29. And Darwin, sunny at 33. I am Joy Joshi. This is SBS News.
Yeah.